Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Tom Elias. And Tom, certainly, he's an investigative reporter, and he's been very interested in the story of Dr. Brzezinski, who has an effective cancer treatment, which has been effectively suppressed by those who, well, whatever their motivation is, I happen to believe it's population control. Tom thinks it's money. Doesn't matter. In the final analysis, or his treatment for cancer, Dr. Brzezinski's treatment is far superior to that of the conventional medicine. And tragically, his treatments have been effectively suppressed. And now there's a new twist to the story. So I'm going to let Tom pick up the story and tell you what's happened recently. Hi, Tom. How are we doing this morning?
Doing great, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be with you.
You go right ahead. Story.
Yes, and this story is just as dramatic as ever. I appreciate your letting me come on and tell the story. Well, what we have is the story of a scientist named Dr. Stanislaw Brzezinski, who has a cancer treatment that is much more effective against many types of cancers than the standard treatments of chemotherapy and radiation. And as you say, this treatment has been effectively suppressed but not eliminated for many years. We know, and we have solid evidence that I'll get into in a little while, that the Food and Drug Administration and the United States government has known for at least 22 years that this treatment works and that its results are real and undeniable. And yet, the obstacles go on and on and on, preventing this treatment from becoming the standard treatment against many cancers. So what is the treatment? We're talking about a group of peptides that Dr. Brzezinski has called anti-neoplastins. That's simply Greek for anti-cancer. A neoplasm in Greek is a cancer. It's particularly effective against brain tumors, against lymphomas, non-Hodgkin's lymphomas as well. It's effective against breast cancers. It's effective against ovarian cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer. It even has some effectiveness against pancreatic cancer. It works against kidney cancer. Basically, it works against about 65% of all cancers. And we can get into the biochemical reasons for how that happens and why it happens in a little bit. For many years, Dr. Brzezinski tried to get investigative new drug permits to do the standard clinical trials on his treatment, and eventually he got permission to do that, and he ran a series of clinical trials, and the results of those clinical trials are absolutely staggeringly impressive. And now the clinical trials are over. The phase one and phase two of clinical trials are over, with very impressive results, some of which you can see in the appendixes in the back of my book. The book is called The Brzezinski Breakthrough, The Most Promising Cancer Treatment and the Government's Campaign to Squelch It. Now that the phase two trials are over, a protocol has to be designed for a multi-center phase three trial. That is to say, in the way the FDA works, there are three phases of its clinical trials. Phase one is a test to see whether the drug is toxic, whether it's safe or not. Phase two is your basic test for effectiveness. Does it work at all? And phase three is a multi-center trial of the effectiveness to prove that it's not just some factor that's unique to one place that makes the drug work. So now we're through the phase two trials. The drug has been shown to be extremely effective. And for more than 2 years, Dr. Brzezinski has been going back and forth with the Food and Drug Administration to design a protocol for phase three. That is a system where everybody at all the different centers who might conduct a part of the phase three trial would use the drug in exactly the same way, dosing it the same way for the same types of tumors, et cetera. And so every time he makes a proposal for the protocol, the FDA takes 2 or 3 months and then comes back and says, you need to cross this T, you need to dot that I, and he does that. And they take another 2 or 3 months, and they come back with some other minor objection. And this has gone on for more than 2 years. But while this was going on, until early this year, there were still clinical trials going on. And Brzezinski was able to accept new patients into these clinical trials. But those clinical trials have now concluded. He's treated the number of patients required. The results are in. And the FDA won't let him take new patients in the clinical trials. This doesn't mean that the Brzezinski Clinic in Houston cannot take any new patients. There are ways that he can treat people with a variety of his drug, but not the pure essence of the drug, the way that it needs to be taken in the greatest strength that makes it the most effective. The result is that Dr. Brzezinski's practice has essentially been cut in half. He's had to let go half of his staff, and it's a pretty desperate situation. This has very strong financial implications when you can't take new patients. You know, it's very hard to survive that way. And so this is the latest phase in the long-standing war to try and drive Dr. Brzezinski out of business. This has been going on for well over 20 years. It's really shameful.
And the great tragedy is that this is not getting covered through the regular media because there's an organized effort to block effective cancer treatments, and this is an effective cancer treatment. And this is what's so incredible. The book is called The Brzezinski Breakthrough. We certainly have it. We have a 4-tape and 4-CD set on this subject, with interviews with Tom Elias and Dr. Brzezinski and other people who've certainly had first-hand experience with this. And this information has been effectively suppressed by the mass media because basically, well, we can certainly argue back and forth as to why they're doing it, but there's no question there's been an effective and very successful effort to suppress an effective cancer treatment that would save human lives. And we'll be back at this point. Tom Elias.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Hoover and Harris, CPAs at 4075 West 11th Street in Greeley, says, when taking to the road this summer, follow the three C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and common sense, and you will never experience that one big R, regret. That's from certified public accounting firm of Hoover and Harris, CPAs in Greeley, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They think our area is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. That's Hoover and Harris, CPAs, on the air, because they care about preserving that.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I'm certainly here.
You go right ahead.
Okay. Well, let's go back to the beginning of how this all got started. And let's talk about who Dr. Brzezinski is and so on. Well, Dr. Brzezinski grew up in Poland, was educated in Poland, has both an MD and a PhD from the University of Lublin there. And while he was a graduate student in Poland, while he was a medical student, he discovered a family of chemicals that exists in the blood and urine of healthy people and is practically absent from the blood and urine of people who have a great variety of cancers. And so he theorized that if you could put these substances back into people who have cancer, that you might get rid of the cancers. And he came to the United States in the late 1960s and began working at Baylor University School of Medicine in Houston under the great heart transplant pioneer, Dr. Michael DeBakey. And in Dr. DeBakey's laboratory, he spent more than 6 years doing laboratory tests on these substances. And finally, in 1976, under a Texas law, he began to treat human beings with his antineoplastins, which is what he called this family of peptides that he had discovered. And the antineoplastins have turned out to be extremely effective over the years against brain tumors in particular. For instance, his data in 2012 indicated that over the past 2 years, he had treated 116 patients, and he had an objective response rate, that is, tumors that had diminished by 50% or more. The rate was 38%, and the stable disease rate was 44%. That means that essentially, less than 20% of people with brain tumors who came to Dr. Brzezinski for treatment saw their tumors increase in size and progress until death. And his five-year survival rate for brain tumors is phenomenal. The phase two trials that I mentioned a little while ago that have just concluded were on patients with brainstem gliomas and optical pathway gliomas. The brainstem gliomas, for instance, are tumors that have a lot of the consistency of silly putty. That is, they wrap themselves around your brainstem, and it's impossible to operate on them. They can be radiated, but the effects of radiation on the brainstem gliomas are not lasting. They always recur. And the five-year survival rate for brainstem gliomas with the standard treatment is less than one-half of 1%. But with Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, the five-year survival rate is just over 40%. That means his treatment is 80 times more effective than the standard treatments. It's the same with the optical pathway gliomas, which is the same kind of tumor but in a different location, kind of right behind your eyes, in that part of your brain, and that you cannot radiate, because if you try to radiate a brainstem glioma, the patient will be blinded, permanently blinded, and it's almost impossible to operate there for the same reason, because you're dealing with the optic nerves in that area, and so this is a tumor that's almost invariably fatal. The 5-year survival rate with any kind of other treatment is under 0.5%. And again, in with Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, it's just over 40%. So it's more than 80 times more effective. The government knows this. They've seen the results of these trials, and yet they're dragging their feet on approving this drug so that it can become a standard treatment and save lives. In my opinion, this is tantamount to murder. People are dying because they can't get this drug. People have died over the years because they couldn't get this drug for brain tumors and other tumors on account of, as an experimental drug, it's treated by the FDA as an experimental drug. Because it's classed that way, insurance companies haven't been willing to pay for it, and that has limited the number of people that could come for treatment. That, yes, there are a few insurance companies that will cover it, but your Blue Cross, your United Health, the biggest insurance companies, have not covered it for those kinds of treatments. Now, it is true that there's another way that Dr. Brzezinski can get his peptides into human beings. Normally, if you use the full pure anti-neoplastin treatment, you take a fluid that is packaged in bags. It comes in a liquid form, packaged in plastic bags, and it's put into an infusion pump, and you infuse it directly into your chest, into a vein in your chest. It goes into your heart from there, and then it gets circulated throughout the body, so it reaches every cell in the body, and it reactivates a particular gene that causes cancer tumors to go into remission. But there is another way to get the drug, and that's via a pill that's called sodium phenylbutyrate. And we for short, we call that PB. Now, PB was approved by the FDA as a drug against a rare form of childhood anemia about 6 years ago. And once Dr. Brzezinski learned about this, he set up a pharmacy in his clinic, hired a pharmacist, and began dispensing PB to some of his patients. And they can take it orally, and you have to take an awful lot of pills to do this. And he uses PB then in combination with some mild chemotherapies, other drugs, and he's had startlingly successful results at that. For instance, treating non-Hodgkin's lymphomas, he's had 101 patients, and he's had an objective response, which is to say the tumors are reduced by more than half or they've disappeared in 64% of those patients. Stable disease in 27% more, and that means there's been progressive disease where the tumors continue growing in only 9% of the patients. And the numbers are just as good for many other types of cancers. You can see some of those results in a table in the back of my book in one of the appendices. The book, again, is called The Brzezinski Breakthrough, the most promising cancer treatment, and the government's campaign to squelch it. And yes, there has been a campaign that has gone on for many years. Because how do we know there's this campaign? Well, the first thing is we know from internal government documents that the National Cancer Institute and the Food and Drug Administration have known for more than 20 years that anti-neoplastins work. For instance, as I sit here right now, I'm looking at a memo dated October 31st, 1991. That's almost 22 years ago. And in his memo, Dr. Michael Friedman, who in 1991 was the associate director of the National Cancer Institute in charge of the Cancer Therapy Evaluation Program, he writes about what anti-neoplastins are and how they work. What had happened was that just before this memo was written, the National Cancer Institute sent a team of doctors to Houston to check out the case histories of Dr. Brzezinski's patients. He prepared 25 case histories for these people to look at, but they only looked at seven. And when they looked at those seven, they came back and reported that the drug worked. And Dr. Friedman wrote in a memo to one of his associates, which I'm looking at right now, and I'm just reading from it directly, "Anti-neoplasms deserve a closer look. It turns out that the agents are well-defined, pure chemical entities. The human brain tumor responses are real." So, 22 years ago, we have the official who's in charge of evaluating new cancer drugs for the United States government saying that the drug works. And that man went on to become the deputy commissioner for enforcement at the Food and Drug Administration. And while he was at the FDA, that was when Dr. Brzezinski was criminally prosecuted for using his drug to cure patients. And in fact, at one point, the prosecutors objected to taking the jury out to see Dr. Brzezinski's clinic during the course of his criminal trial in 1997. This objection was made because, as the prosecutors said, if we take the jury to Dr. Brzezinski's clinic, they will see him in the, and I'm quoting from them now, in the act of curing patients. And they didn't want the jury to see that. And the jury, in fact, never went out to Dr. Brzezinski's clinic in that trial. So, we know that the government has been conspiring for many years to prevent Dr. Brzezinski from using this drug and to, therefore, to keep it away from the American people. It's actually one of the most shameful stories in the history of science. What do you think about that, Dr. Stan?
Well, I agree with you totally. I know other similar things, but this is just so flagrant. And the story should be on 60 Minutes and 2020, and all the television should be pointing out what's going on. But because of the degree of control over the media, you're not hearing these stories, or if they ever get out, why, it's only for a very limited period of time. But there are effective treatments for cancer. Dr. Brzezinski has a very effective treatment that is being intentionally, purposely, and what I believe is maliciously suppressed.
Well,
if you're out there in the listening audience, have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. The book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, you can get it through my ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you have problems with your blood pressure, probably not better not to get the book, because it'll only get your blood pressure up. When you realize that there are people at the highest levels of our government who are intentionally suppressing a proven treatment for cancer, and Sydney, after the trials, and perhaps we could tell when we get back from the break, how these trials came about, because the FDA didn't want to allow the trials, and yet they were forced to allow them to take place, and what happened, why the trials showed an amazing effectiveness, certainly, of the anti-neoplasms. And they have certainly done everything they could to destroy Dr. Brzezinski. They tried to send him to prison for over 200 years. They wanted to send him to prison for over 200 years. We have a caller. Who's calling in?
Yes, Dr. Stan. This is Dara from Arvada.
Yes.
And I just wanted to thank you so much for bringing up the Brzezinski breakthrough. I've had the book for many years since you first offered it. But you haven't mentioned the $3 million lawsuits they brought to him against him, and he was successful in all of them. But I thank you very much for having the author here. I just admire him so much. He's a hero, as are you, Dr. Stan and Dr. Brzezinski. So,
thank you very much. That's very sweet of you to say.
Pardon?
That's very sweet of you to say.
Well, no. I am so thrilled to hear it. I can't believe it. I'd never miss your program. Of course, you're the only one that I listen to. But anyway, I'm the odd man out. I've been military since I was born.
Well,
now I'm close
telling,
to your age, Dr. Stan. So anyway, I've got a lot of information up there.
God bless you. Thanks for calling. And,
God bless you all.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah. Again, the number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call, and we'll be back in just a moment with Tom Elias, the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom and freedom worldwide. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. They are America's true heroes. This military tribute is from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Our guest, Tom Elias, we're talking about his book on the Brzezinski Breakthrough and the active, organized, orchestrated suppression of effective cancer treatments. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, 80, 90 years ago, cancer killed maybe two or three people out of 100. Today, 1 in 3 women get cancer, 1 in 2 men get cancer. They don't all die of it, but cancer is one of the major causes of death in America. And why then, how would you possibly explain the fact that they are effectively suppressing a very, very effective cancer treatment? Tom, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get to your website? Do you have a website?
Well, I don't have a website, but I do maintain an email address to specifically answer questions about the book and about Dr. Brzezinski. That email address is burzbook, B-U-R-Z-B-O-O-K, at AOL.com. You can write to me there with any question, and you will get a prompt answer. Dr. Brzezinski, on the other hand, does maintain a website, and it's called... Well, you can get it either of two ways. You can go to BrzezinskiClinic.com or you can go to CancerMed.com. CancerMed, one word, CancerMed.com. Or Brzezinski Clinic, BrzezinskiClinic.com. As you know, Radio Liberty does carry this book.
Yes, so I know. We carried it, and we think it's a very important book. We wish everybody would get a copy of it. Now, basically, do any of the doctors there in Texas refer patients for treatment?
Oh, some do, a very few. But there has been a long-standing, thoroughly orchestrated campaign by the medical establishment, by the American Medical Association, and by some insurance companies to discredit this drug. The lying is absolutely incredible. Let me tell you one example of the kind of response you get when you tell the truth about Dr. Brzezinski and his patients. For instance, one of the patients that I describe in the book came from a small town in Michigan, and her doctor had given up on her, had put her in a hospice for care, and instead her family took her out and took her down to Dr. Brzezinski for treatment. This was in about the year 1991. And her name was Mitzi Woods. And when Mitzi came down to the Brzezinski Clinic, she was in terrible shape. She took the anti-neoplastin treatment. She had a very serious lymphoma that was on the verge of death. And after several months of treatment at the Brzezinski Clinic, or through the Brzezinski Clinic, she was in remission, and she went back to Michigan, and she began living a normal life again. She resumed her former lifestyle, not in a hospice care situation at all, in her own home. And when I called her physician who had put her into hospice care and asked him what he thought about this development, he simply hung up on me. He said to me that she's still in hospice. Goodbye. There was another case, in the case of Tori Moreno, who's the youngest patient that Dr. Brzezinski ever treated. At the time that she came to Dr. Brzezinski, she was about 3 weeks old, a tiny baby. And this was in the year 2000. Tori Moreno's father and mother were both, at that time, sheriff's deputies in Los Angeles County in California. And they got hold of my book when their daughter was 2 weeks old, because they had noticed some abnormalities in the way her eyes moved, and they took her to a physician at the Memorial Healthcare Group in Memorial Care Healthcare Group in Long Beach, California, which is where their insurance company had sent them. And the doctor there diagnosed baby Tori with a brainstem glioma. So in the space of a few days, Tony Moreno, her father, got hold of my book, called me up, asked me a few questions, and took little Tori down to the Brzezinski Clinic in Texas. And while she was there, she was treated with the anti-neoplastins, and she was put into remission. And today, Tori is 14 years old, or no, 13 years old, forgive me, and a thriving young teenager. A few years ago when I was doing one of the updates on my book, I called up her physician and asked him what he thought about this. And he said to me, "I don't deal in fiction," and he hung up the phone. And this is the way it goes with the medical establishment. Doctors are told that this treatment is no good, and they discourage their patients from getting it, and as a result, many of their patients die. It's one of the real tragedies in American medicine, that once something gets a reputation, whether it's justified or not, that's what happens. Now, how did this drug acquire a reputation for being no good. One of the ways is that most drugs, before they're approved in the United States of America or really anywhere else in the world, they're tested in mice and rats. And as it happens, Dr. Brzezinski's antineoplastins are specific to human beings. They're based on peptides that occur in human beings. These same peptides do not occur in other animals. The other animals have different peptides, different chemicals in their systems that perform the same functions. But when you apply these human peptides in a rat or a mouse, it does nothing to a tumor in that mouse or rat. Just as if you were to take the chemicals from a mouse or a rat and put them in a human being, it wouldn't help with a human cancer. And so because Dr. Brzezinski's drugs were tested in both the United States and Canada in mice in the mid-1980s, and the mice didn't benefit, the drug became discredited. And then there were some papers written about this, and they were published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and subsequently a more general literature review was published in that same journal by Saul Green. It turns out that Saul Green was on the payroll of the Aetna Insurance Company at the time in the late 1980s, and Aetna was in the process of refusing to pay for their clients who had been patients of Dr. Brzezinski. And there was a lawsuit in progress, and Aetna was quite deliberately trying to discredit this drug. And they were using Saul Green, who was a PhD scientist at Columbia University in New York at the time. Dr. Green is now deceased, but I debated him on the radio several times, and it was pathetic. He had no evidence for his positions.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Our number is 877-254-7524. The book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great, safe spring and upcoming summer.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Tom Elias, the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, and the incredible story of an effective cancer treatment that is being effectively, certainly suppressed by wicked and evil people within the FDA who have seemed to have an agenda and they've done everything for 20 years to block the distribution of this effective treatment. Our telephone number, if you have a question, 877-254-7524. So what's the next step for Dr. Baczynski, Tom?
Well, he's there's a degree of inconsistency at the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Stan. It's been this way for quite some time. While one part of the agency is trying to discredit the drug, other parts of the agency are working with Dr. Baczynski toward getting the drug approved. So, and moving it forward in the process. For instance, 3.5 years ago, antineoplastins were given orphan drug designation by the FDA, and that's, well, let's talk about an orphan drug under the FDA's definition is one that is effective against a treatment, against a disease that occurs in less than 50,000 patients a year in the United States. Drugs that have, or diseases that have that few patients are not very profitable for pharmaceutical companies. So if you want a treatment for a rare disease, and 50,000 cases or less is defined as a rare disease, then the companies that produce those are given certain tax benefits and certain possibilities of having a drug fast-tracked through the approval process. And that's the designation that is usually given to a drug that is, as far as the FDA knows, the most promising there is against a particular disease. So already 3.5 years ago, the FDA gave orphan designation to Dr. Brzezinski's antineoplastins. But at the same time, other parts of the FDA have been trying for many years to suppress this drug. The most central part of the campaign to suppress it, of course, the most onerous part, came in 1997 when Dr. Brzezinski was put on criminal trial, actually in a courtroom in Houston, Texas, in a federal courtroom before the same judge who presided over the trial of Ken Lay, the head of the thoroughly discredited, crooked energy trading company Enron. In that trial, Dr. Baczynski was acquitted of all counts. Now, why was he put on trial? Well, it happens that the Food and Drug Administration and the National Cancer Institute were conspiring with a particular pharmaceutical company called Elon Pharmaceuticals to get this drug and have it become the property of Elon Pharmaceuticals. And that happened in a very roundabout way. As far back as 1989, Dr. Baczynski treated a patient for a brain tumor, and it turned out that she was the sister of a man called Donald Panos. Donald Panos, at the time in 1989, and for years thereafter, was the chairman of Elon Pharmaceutical Company, which at the time was based in Dublin, Ireland, and had a United States office in Marietta, Georgia, just outside Atlanta. Once Mr. Panos learned of how his sister had been successfully treated and put into remission for her cancer, he became interested in the drug, and he signed a contract with Brzezinski to acquire the rights to the drug and bring it to market. But this contract had a 90-day looking over period, a kind of a period where both sides could ask each other questions before the contract became final. And so Elon Pharmaceutical sent some scientists to visit Dr. Brzezinski's operation in Houston. And while they were there, they discovered that one of the prime ingredients of the antineoplastins that Dr. Brzezinski had was a chemical called sodium phenylacetate. It turns out that phenylacetate is a pretty common industrial drug, chemical, and nobody could really patent phenylacetate as a substance by itself. And Dr. Mazinski never tried to do that because the phenylacetate in one of his anti-neoplastins was not the only ingredient. It was only one of several ingredients. But once Elon discovered that phenylacetate was a major component of the drug, and it is, they pulled out of the contract and they began running a multi-center trial of plain phenylacetate against brain tumors. And Dr. Mazinski predicted when they did that, that it would be 10% as effective or less than 10% as effective as his drug is against those same brain tumors. And that's exactly the way those trials came out. Phenylacetate was essentially useless by itself, but needed to be in combination with the other things. But that didn't slow down Elon's efforts. They began funding some research at the Uniformed Services Medical School in Bethesda, Maryland, and at the National Cancer Institute, which is a few blocks away, also in Bethesda. And they began financing the work of a scientist named Dvorid Samid, who eventually developed five patents that now belong to the National Cancer Institute, which is part of the National Institutes of Health. And the NIH owns these patents, and immediately when they acquired the patents in 1995, they sold the rights to those patents, the development rights, right back to Elon Pharmaceutical, which had financed the research. And I have the documents that prove this. 2 months after these patents were approved, and they're identical to Brzezinski's patents, they're essentially copycat patents. 2 months after these patents were sold to Elon Pharmaceutical, the Food and Drug Administration used...
We're out of time, Tom. Thank you very much. The book, of course, the Brzezinski breakthrough. We'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and the book we're talking about, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, by Tom Elias. You can get it through my ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. The Brzezinski Breakthrough, the telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 844-8927. Now, you have to understand, in my estimation, this is part of the much larger agenda. They want to kill off the majority of the people in the world, and people say that's crazy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to arrange a war. It's coming. It's not a matter of if, but when. And there are going to be plagues and famine associated with it. They know exactly what they're doing. But this is simply one of the steps along the way. If you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, it's in about an hour and a half DVD. Why we suggest you get it, Agenda 21, the covert plan. And, of course, there you can get a syllabus with that, which gives you the documentation. This is not imaginary. It's real. These United Nations documents you'll read, the Earth Charter as well, but the UN is quite open about it. They just don't want you to know, not until it's you or your family that's been eliminated. And then, of course, we have my talk on population control, the secret agenda, another excellent source of information on this truly diabolical program of killing off the majority of the people in the world. We have certainly a four-tape set on why do we still have cancer, and certainly if you go to our website, you'll see we have a number of tape sets on treatments for cancer and very effective treatments that have been very effectively suppressed. And as a result, people are dying 80 to 90 years ago. Why 2 or 3 people out of every 100 died of cancer, and today it's a very, very frequent cause of death, probably the second most frequent cause of death in America today, and this is not by accident. The average doctor has no idea what's going on, and it seems so incredible. Why would anybody not want to save human lives? And it's because there really are evil and wicked people out there. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, and look at the books and DVDs and CDs and other things that we have on this subject, CD sets, my talk on Nandir College genocide or on population control. But if you want to get the latest ones, that would be Agenda 21 and Population Control, the Secret Agenda. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. And then if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family and help us as we reach out 5 hours a day, trying to inform the American people, and believe me, we are having an impact, and we'll do this as long as God permits us and God supports us. And if you're in a position to help out, well, we would love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, go there, and you can read our articles, many of them dealing with this sort of subject. You can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs 4 hours a day there. We do 4 hours a day besides this program, and probably more than anybody else in the country. But we're doing this because we believe we should do everything we can to help people, to show them that they do not have to die of cancer, that people are intentionally being allowed to die because there's an organized, orchestrated effort at the highest levels of the American government today. Not our government, but their government, because basically, ladies and gentlemen, there are powerful and sinister evil forces that have taken control of our government. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herbs Policy.